Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
WXLK HD.
Rono.
Who's ready for Thanksgiving? Who's ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready for the food.
You know who's not ready for Thanksgiving?
You.
No, I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
The grocery store. The grocery store is not ready for Thanksgiving.
What do you mean? The grocery store has one job.
I know. They had one job. I was there the other day. You know what they didn't have? Turkey. No turkeys.
Nope. They're not ready for Thanksgiving.
None.
Yeah. No turkeys.
Well, we're hoping to get some in. You're hoping to get some in.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, it's to put that fear into you. You know, it's like, what? Oh my God.
Get that energy. Yeah. There you go. Get that Black Friday feeling.
I couldn't believe it. I thought maybe I was on Impractical Jokers or something. I'm looking around like, wait, y'all don't have any turkeys. Well, you know, shipments and blah, blah. I'm like, you do know Thanksgiving's Thursday.
Yeah. So what was their excuse or their reasoning for not having turkeys? Did they sell out and wait on a new one?
Uh-huh. I guess. I don't know.
Did you just see red and at that point you didn't hear anything else after they said
it? I didn't. He was talking to somebody else and I was like,
when you getting your turkey? You got your turkey?
I got it yesterday. Okay. Yeah. My wife was out at the store. I said, if they have a turkey, so
please
help
me grab
God.
A turkey.
Well, and looking for turkeys
and
everywhere.
You know what? Here's the thing with that one, and this is why I do believe you are correct, Monica, is that they are messing with all of us. Is I said, yo, if you see a turkey, get it. And she goes, and she's looking around. She's like, I don't know. I don't really see the ones you're looking for, and blah, blah, blah. And so she asks a guy, and he says, oh, yeah, we have them out back. Did you need one? I'm like, why are they out back? Yeah. Why are they out back?
Yeah, are they alive? Yeah. Are they still?
They're really fresh.
Yes.
I don't really understand. Fresh. Oh, I get one out back. Did you need one? Because Thanksgiving is Thursday, people.
Yeah.
I don't understand. So they're not ready. They aren't ready.
Nope.
No. They switch them out like they do the loaves of bread on Monday. They're going to be out there today.
Is that what it is?
It's on Monday. That's when we used to do bread when I worked in the grocery store.
Were you, because I worked in the grocery store when I was a kid. Did you have the job of moving bread? Rearranging bread?
One of my friends did have that job, though.
Because that's the job, Monica, where you're supposed to take the ones that are closer to the expiration
date and move
them to the front.
I did that with milk.
Because I go in the back and I take the good loaf.
Yeah, you're the jerk that moves everything around.
I move your bread out of the way.
Yeah, you move
your
it out of the way. Loaves. That's why it looks like, the bread has been molested. Just there's like, bread all over the place.
I'll reach in the back.
And you know what's crazy about that? I'm glad you brought that up. Because when I was a kid and I was working in a grocery store, I thought I had some behind the scenes information. So when I would go grocery shopping with my aunt or something like that, I'm like, no, don't get the milk from the front. Let me show you a secret.
Uh-huh.
In the back, got three more days.
Yeah, you always go to the back.
Always go to the back. Because the back is where they keep the turkeys, is what I'm learning.
All
the groceries are in the back. I want to start shopping at the back.
That's a good place.
I'm going to change. To the back, please?
Yeah, I'm going
to
change. I'm going to start a grocery store. It's called The Back. And we're going to have stuff. Stuff.
You always be well supplied. You have all the stuff, everything you need.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
His family and friends are calling him rude. They're saying he's being rude. He's a new dad, and he's laying down some visitation rules.
Oh, he's got some ground rules.
Yes. For the baby was born 3 days ago. He said the first day, no visitors.
All right.
Which I kind of get. It's a new baby. He's a new parent, so that's what it is. But he also says these are his rules. So he emails these out to friends and family. So you can't visit if you're ill. Duh.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Straightforward.
Sure. All right. No children under 18 because schools are breeding grounds for bacteria.
Correct.
Viruses. All right. Visitors are to wear light perfume or no perfume at all.
Light perfume.
Yes.
Okay. I like that in general.
I get that too,
Oh my God. I had to go into the ladies' room here at the radio station this morning just because, I like to go in there and take my pants off. No, I needed a paper towel. They didn't have no paper towels in the men's room. So I go in there.
Yeah.
And it smelled like an old lady died in there. She spilled her perfume everywhere. I don't know what happened.
Who's that white diamond?
Oh, my God.
I'm about to say white diamond. That's what it is.
So strong in there.
Oh, yeah.
So and that is way too early in the morning to be smelling those white diamonds.
You don't want that. And he said also agree on a time to visit. Don't just show up.
Okay.
That's fair.
All right.
I think these all seem reasonable so far.
That's what I think. Yeah. And he said visit only between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. No gifts because it's a hassle to carry them around and deal with them.
That's fair.
And he said keep the visit between 3 to 4 people at a time. And so the family.
What is there, an Excel spreadsheet to let me know who's going to be there at 10 o'clock?
But be nice.
I guess he'll let you know.
How do I know?
But that's what they're saying. It's rude that he put these rules on them. So I think that it's actually all right with a new baby.
You got a new baby. They
a lot of things happening.
All these things about germs and newborns and how you need to be super careful and all that stuff. And so I'm kind of on board with all that stuff. And furthermore, when you're in the hospital, I mean, Antoine, you don't have kids. You don't know this, but it's like, it's annoying. Company is a pain. They're just you just want to get your life together and figure it out. And then somebody comes waltzing in. You got to have all this small talk for 10, 15 minutes. And finally they leave and you think, okay, good. We can take a breath. And it's, hey, it's Janet from work. Oh, God. And you do the same conversation again for like 10, 15 minutes. And they've all figured it out, too. So then they leave. And then Steve, who you used to work with,
Well, I feel like with the first one, of course, you have a lot of visitors. With Ava, I had so many visitors. And I will say I enjoyed from what I remember because I was a little delirious.
That's true, too.
Yes. But it was, we probably should have put in some rules, but we didn't. And we enjoyed the company.
And it was chaos, though. That was the thing.
It was a lot of things happening. I don't remember.
I'm on board with all the rules except for that under 18. I mean, I get it.
Oh,
but then now if they want to visit the baby, they got to find a babysitter or what? You know what I mean? Like, it's just
leave him outside with the nurse.
Bring the nurse and leave him outside.
Hey, do you mind watching him for a couple minutes?
How did Monica do in her football picks? There's some interesting things going down in this list.
And it's funny because I know like who won which game, but I can't remember who Monica picked. There's no rhyme or reason to her picks. No, I can't.
And I'll tell you right now, she can't remember who she picked either.
You would be correct.
I mean, Narrow's taking on George Wythe. Do you remember who you picked?
I think I picked Narrow's.
You have a 50-50 chance.
No? Yeah, you do have a 50. I'm not going to tell you. But I am going to tell you here in a second.
Yeah.
Good morning, y'all. 52353. You want to text in? This person, what is Thanksgiving? Sounds like a boomer holiday. You better watch your mouth, millennial, because I'm going to tell you what. Now, if you say okay, boomer at work, you can get fired for age discrimination. That's the news today. Yeah. Okay, boomer. Don't be saying it now. Yeah, that's the little catchphrase, but boomers are not happy, and they say it's condescending, and they're making the Age Discrimination in Employment Act of 1967.
I haven't heard anyone say it.
I haven't either.
I never heard it in real life.
Yeah, we talk about it, but who's actually saying
it? I know. You know, it is one of those ones where you start thinking, yeah, but no one's actually saying these things.
Okay, boomer, because you sound cornball saying it.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, if you look at our age range, we're not old enough, I think, to be called a boomer,
right?
But we're also not young enough to be hanging out with the people that's going to call somebody a boomer.
You're not young enough to say it either. But I'm with you. I'm starting to think it's a phrase that was created by the media, and we've been sucked in. Because I never in my life did I hear an actual human say "on fleek." Not once. Not once did I ever hear someone in my life say, "No, that's on fleek." Never.
I did hear that.
I did. My little cousins. I may hear okay, boomer, at Thanksgiving.
It's a thing.
Yeah, because I have cousins young enough to say stupid stuff like that.
Well, you tell them, look here, Age Discrimination Act of 1967. They'll be like, 1967. All right, boomer. Get them fired from Thanksgiving, Antoine. That's what you need to do. Football. She picks the games, and then she walks away from them. And she barely remembers who she picked. So at Monday, it's sort of a recap. It's like someone telling you all the things you did when you were drunk.
Yes.
You don't remember any of them?
What happened, like, dude? Right,
here's the deal. I blacked out. What did I do? Where are my pants? So we're going to let you know where your pants are right now. Monica Brooks had 6 games on tap. It is playoff week. And she is eerily accurate in many of these predictions throughout the weeks. And we don't know what the heck's going on. So what is going on this week? Let's find out. First game, that one we did just bring up, Narrows taking on George Wythe. The Green Wave, the Maroons. It's a battle of colors. Monica, you did say Narrows would win. 37-18. I am here to report. No.
No.
That means you're wrong. 56-28, George Wythe was victorious. That's 0-for-1 for you. We move on to number 2. Appomattox, the Raiders. Taking on Glenver, the Highlanders. She said it would be a close affair. 27-25. Glenver would be victorious. I'm here to tell you that Appomattox did not score 25. They only scored 21. Glenver, 0. I'm sorry.
That means you're wrong.
Yeah. Donut. Well.
Yeah. Donut.
Not good. Uh-oh. Not good. Not good. 0-2. Next up, Northside, the Vikings. The horns and all. Mm-hmm. Taking on Magna Vista, the Warriors. Mm-hmm. Monica says the Warriors will triumph over the Vikings. They've got bigger swords or something. I have no idea. She says 37-29. Magna Vista will win. Well, no.
Oh, crap.
That means you're wrong. Well.
Northside, 27-6.
Well, well, well.
0-3.
Not looking good.
No,
no. 3 games left. Let's go to Heritage. Taking on Liberty Christian. Monica, I mean, it was just hurtful to Liberty
Y'all
Christian.
Y'all made it feel that way.
You said 48-8, and somehow no. I'm the one that made it feel that way? I mean, look, even the mamas were going to lose in the game. That's how bad it was going to be, 48-8. Well, I'll tell you what. You gave Liberty Christian too much credit. They only scored 7. 20-7. Correct. Yeah. So not 48.
You finally got one right.
Yeah, you did. 20-7. I wonder if Heritage is like, all right, yo, we heard what Monica said. We need to just, all right, we've got this game. We're good.
Yeah.
We need to stop because it was hurtful.
Let's take our foot off the gas.
All right. 1-3. Still need 2 to resurrect her career for the week. High school football games. We'll pick them again on Friday. Getting down to the nitty gritty now.
Yeah.
I think it's the regional finals. Maybe.
Yes. Yeah. Regional finals. And then I think it's the semis.
I don't know. There's like 27 more rounds after that. But we got games coming up. Anyway. All right. Lord Botetourt, the Cavaliers, taking on Hidden Valley, the Titans. Monica Brooks says LB will be victorious, 33-15. I can tell you this, Lord Botetourt did score 33 points.
Wow.
33-13.
Correct.
I know.
Hold on. Say that again so the score is what?
You said 33-15. Final score, 33-15.
No, 33-13.
I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
But it was still close.
Oh, wow.
33-13 actual score. 33-15 Monica's score. Dialed in on that one.
Nice.
So it all comes down to this final game. 2-3 on the week. Can she even the score? EC Glass taking on Pulaski. She says, sorry, corn-fed boys of Pulaski. You're going to lose 25-11. I'm here to tell you. They lost 27-10. It was almost the identical score again.
Wow.
The numbers.
What are you doing over there, voodoo lady? The numbers. Why with the numbers?
That's all she's saying. The numbers.
The numbers speak.
I know. The numbers speak. Yeah, but you're a person. Like, you speak.
But the numbers come
out of you. But the numbers come out of you.
Yes, they do.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
And she never gives us an answer as to why.
I don't know why.
No, you don't know why.
I can't explain why.
So she finished 500. She did this week. You've only had one losing week
since
September like 11th or something like that, whatever that week was.
And you have no knowledge of football whatsoever. It's just the numbers.
And the voodoo. That's what it is.
She is. Voodoo. I'm always with the voodoo on this. I don't know what she's doing. But 3-3. So that makes her 36-24 on the year. And those two games in particular, I mean, it's just, she's messing with us. Uh-huh. Antoine, she's messing with us. She screwed up those other games on purpose to throw us off the scent.
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
And she knew.
Voodoo queen.
I mean, I should point out that, I mean, the team you went after the most in your voodoo power was Liberty Christian. I'm just pointing that out. That's, you know, it's two sides.
The numbers were just speaking.
The numbers.
I blame the numbers.
Oh, this is a weird week because it's a short week, but then it's kind of like a long week because it's busy.
Yes.
And then it's a cuckoo week if you're a teacher because you got, there's no school on Wednesday for most kids.
Yeah, Roanoke Wednesday County is like half a day.
Yeah, so you got like 2 days. Kids are just, you know, what do you do in 2 days? You
kind of field trip and movies.
Yeah,
no.
I'll tell you what. We like to shout out our
art.
Teachers on Monday.
Yes. Art.
Yeah, art class. That's a good one. Kids, we're going to do art. We're going to, the turkey hand.
Yeah, turkey hand. Uh-huh. 2 days worth of turkey hands.
Can we do the turkey hand just as for work instead of work?
Like I'm down for it. I'm going to get construction paper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow.
We'll put it on his door.
Yeah.
We'll put it on our boss Leonard's door. There
you
go.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it'll be happy like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like the refrigerator and we'll do the hand and everything. Yeah. We don't want to work. We need to do art. We need to have movie day. That'd be nice. We need to honor our teachers. We need to be thankful for the things that they do, for the, the fact that they put up with our children. So, and in a lot of cases, I've said this before, but it's true. They're with our kids more than we are sometimes.
Yeah.
because with life and work and every other thing, mm-hmm. some people, they don't see their kids a whole lot. They see them in the
morning. By the time they get home, it's time for bed. Yeah.
They see them at night.
Yeah.
And someone else has had them all day long. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we need to honor them. We team up with Kemble Tax Services and, you know, we salute the teachers. And this morning, we are going to say hello to Charisma first. Good morning, Charisma.
Good morning.
Charisma is a mama. Uh-huh. And Malia is her daughter. And Malia is actually the one who sent this entry in. Do you have any idea that she did this, Charisma?
Well, she told me that she wanted to do it. And so I said, let's go.
Like, yeah.
That's really cool, though.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because you think, all right, now your daughter is how old?
She's 10.
Okay. 10 years old.
Yeah.
Normally, the only questions they ask are, when is it iPad time? You know? So for them to say, hey, can I nominate a teacher in my world?
You know, show some love.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a cool thing to do. So let's say good morning to Ms. Coles. Hi, Ms. Coles.
Hey, good morning.
We would like to say congratulations to you because you are the Kemble Tax of the week.
Congratulations.
And this came from Malia, who she's in your class right now. Is that correct?
Yes, she is a current student.
Okay. And
I had her sister a couple years ago as well.
Okay.
So very sweet.
Which is something, you know, I think that's a lot of times teachers, you get one kid and you're like, I really like this kid. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get their sibling. And you get the sibling and then sometimes you're like, I regret that decision. I don't know what the heck happened here between these two children. But this is not that case. Nope. So this is cool. And Malia actually pointed that out. So I'm going to just read what she said. So she's 10 years old, but I'm going to read it in 10-year-old speak. Mm-hmm. It is, my teacher is very thoughtful and kind. My sister was in her class when she was in the fifth grade, and now I have her and I am in the fifth grade. My sister was very quiet in school, and Ms. Coles always made her feel special. She makes me feel special, too. She likes to see children smile because she is always saying funny things to us. I did not like math. This year, I love math. She's 10, so it's mm-hmm. because Ms. Coles is really patient with us when she teaches it. She lets us ask as many questions as we want. She always says she wants us to understand what she is teaching, so it's okay to ask as many questions as we want. She tells us we matter, and if we understand, to understand what she is teaching. And it makes us very happy. This makes me happy. When we are sad in her class, she asks us what is wrong and tries to cheer us up. She really helps us feel special in her class, and I think she is a great teacher and a special teacher.
There you go. Woo. Yeah.
Aww.
You know, it's nice that when you hear that you're actually cutting through to a 10-year-old.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's what matters the most. And the fact that, because I know, we know you care,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes you wonder if the 10-year-olds know mm-hmm. that you care. Yeah. And it's something when they actually do that. I mean, what's going through your head right now, Ms. Coles?
Cloudy with a chance of rain over here.
Aww.
Aww. It's just definitely, like you said, it's good to know that the kids know
mm-hmm.
how I feel and that they truly do matter and that my job is to make sure they do understand the things that I'm teaching them, not just in the classroom, but in life, socially, emotionally, as well as educationally. So it's truly, it's nice to know.
Yeah, it so is. Sweet. Monterey Elementary School, Ms. Coles. And Charisma, you got two good kids there because they seem to have both really enjoyed this class.
Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you to Malia as well. Tell her we definitely appreciate everything. And Ms. Coles, you're getting $100.
Yeah.
From Kemble Tax. So that is awesome. Hang on 1 second. Kemble Tax Services, they sponsor our Teacher of the Week.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolt.
Now we're going to do this thing because mm-hmm. it goes in order. So it's the lightning bolt now. Monica versus Antoine. 15 seconds in two different categories. Who's teaming with who? Let's say good morning to Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right. Michael, who would you like to team up with today? Would you like Antoine or Monica?
I'm going to go with Monica.
Okay.
All right.
Mm. It's the M team in the house. Monica and Michael, and that means it's the Antoine and Deanna team. Hi, Deanna. Ooh, that's the wrong button. There it is. Hi, Deanna.
Good morning.
I don't even know what that was. That was like a picture of a telephone.
Deanna. So she's like, it's, so it's the DA team, but she's Deanna. So
she could be
DNA.
A.
Right.
Oh, or they could be
DNA.
DA.
All right. It's DNA.
DNA.
Oh, DNA. That's
cute. Yeah, we'll go with that. So. Okay, trash talk right there. That's sort of
cute.
She
little friend
mean
over
that
there.
At all. I know. Antoine and Deanna. Okay, so Monica, you were chosen first. You can decide if you go first or second in the game.
I'll go second.
You look like you were getting up out of your chair, so. Hard to tell sometimes.
She was already standing.
Yeah. Y'all need to understand, and we've laughed about her before, and it makes Monica nuts. She's leaving the room right now so we can talk about her. She's the exact same height standing and sitting
in
this room because the chairs are elevated. So when she stands up, you're like, did you stand up or did you just move sort of position?
Did you readjust?
Yeah, what'd you do in that chair? Okay, Antoine, two categories, so the points, they add up, so every single thing matters. Round one, Thanksgiving is Thursday. So we're going to get into things related to Thanksgiving that are not food. 15 seconds, go.
Family, friends, football, decoration, cold, playing outside, gathering in front of TV, sleeping, drinking, getting drunk, yelling, cursing, proposing, getting pregnant, having a baby.
Getting pregnant. That's a hell of a Thanksgiving you got there.
Turkey stuffing.
Yeah. Your family's weird. What's going on there? Some of them I counted. Some of them I did not count. I have given
what?
You.
They all was legit.
13.
All right. I'll
13.
It.
I don't feel like giving birth is necessarily related to Thanksgiving. It may happen, but you don't think, oh, yes, Thanksgiving, time to have a baby. Let's go ahead and do that. Sometimes you eat so much food, you think you're going to have a baby.
That's what. Yeah.
That's what you meant.
The
fillet.
The fillet.
You get 13.
Take it and be happy with it. Back. Not bad though.
It froze up there for a second.
So yeah. It took me a second.
Problems there. He got 13.
Don't come in here side eyeing.
I know. She's giving side eye. You know what? She didn't even walk in here. It was more of a saunter.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Felt like a saunter to me.
Yeah. A little bit.
He got
bit.
13. Some
13?
Of the answers are in there.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
You know, he was just shouting stuff
good.
Out
that's
after
good.
A while.
I was here when it Ooh, happened.
Oh,
I know it was good.
Oh, okay. All right. Man. 13. Let's see. Let's okay. see what it is, though.
15 seconds for you, Monica. It's things related to Thanksgiving that are not food. Go.
People, laughter, friends, lots of traffic, traveling, TV shows, parades, fights and kisses, babies, and sitting, phone asleep.
Okay. I counted some of yours. I didn't count some of yours.
Okay.
I gave you 12. Oh. So you're right here in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Close.
Remember I told you 13 was pretty good? Better than 12.
It is slightly higher. The game is not over.
The first round is. That's all I'm bragging about.
Back to the chamber. Out you go. Okay, it all comes down to this. 13 to 12. So everything matters. Very important now, Antoine. Your second category has nothing to do with Thanksgiving. Here
okay.
we go. Things you don't like touching. Go.
Feet. Food. Other people. Grass. Dirt. Oil. Snot, boogers, ooh, vomit, ooh. Poop, urine, somebody's tongue, a nose, a booger, earwax, hair, an eyeball.
Okay. Eyeball, I'm deciding, is after the buzzer.
Okay, that's fair.
I think you said snot twice. Or I don't
know. I said booger twice.
That's what it was. Yeah, 15. I gave you 15. Okay. Not bad. Not bad at all. So that is 18, 28. All right. I think 16 can be done.
Especially for Monica, who doesn't like to touch anything.
Monica hates a lot of stuff. She hates a lot of things.
So let's see. Here we go. Come on back.
There's a Christmas tree scam going on. I'm going to explain. I'm not buying what they're claiming. Because I don't know. I just think it's a way to get us to pay more for Christmas trees. He got 15 in this category.
Ooh.
So you got to get 16
okay.
to win. It can be done. You have 15 seconds to give me things that you don't like touching. Go.
Goo. Diapers. Poo and pee. Boogers. Kids. hospitals. Hospital gowns. Hospitals. Period. Mud. Water. Dirty water. Worms. Spiders. I don't like snakes. Birds. Bird poo. Ugh.
You don't like to touch a building?
Huh?
You said hospitals.
Yeah, because I think somebody leaned on it and bled.
I'll count
all
that.
Right.
That's I will count that one. You needed 16.
Oh, man.
It was very, very close. Antoine, she hates touching hospitals so much, she said it twice just to double down on it, okay? That's how much she said hospitals, period.
Yes.
I mean, she put an exclamation point on it. I'm going to tell you this. You needed 16. Bird poop right at the buzzer got you 15 plus 1.
16! You won! Oh!
What?
Oh! What?
Oh, snap.
And I said 15 plus 1 just to start
your feelings. That was messed up.
That's
but hilarious.
Crap.
Yep.
Oh, that's
snap.
Crap.
Mm. Yeah, so Michael gets the prize.
That's
he gets
crap.
To go
it's
to
not
Elmwood.
Crap. It's bird poop. That's it's different. Yes.
Crap.
Elmwood on ice goes to Michael. Hey, hey, hey.
There's a text hey, in hey, that hey. Says I should have one more, just for the record.
For what?
A text that just came in. I said baby having babies. And David at Roanoke says, well, all those babies conceived on Valentine's Day are born around Thanksgiving. That's
we're
a lot of babies.
We're not talking about
David. Give me my
we're
point.
We're not talking about David. I don't even know this guy. I don't know who you're talking
that's
about.
That's my friend David. Roanoke.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a friend of yours. Also, there's
right.
cheating
yeah.
going
actually,
on.
It's there not we go.
Friend. I don't know.
Oh, you're now you're telling
yeah,
David.
Now you don't know David. Which is it?
Jeez. No, David. David.
Which is it?
Don't let them come between us.
David thought you were friends, and now you're like, I don't even know this David.
I don't know David.
Screw that guy.
What is going on?
No, what I had said was, David.
Yeah,
also,
I understand.
Y'all in cahoots.
I understand.
How about that?
You're cahooting over there. Well, you lost and you deserved it. Congratulations, Monica.
WXLK HD. Oh, yeah.
Roanoke.
The K92 Morning Thang. The K92 Morning Thang. Trending top three. Number three.
You saw the story about the grandma?
Oh, yes.
The 82-year-old woman.
I don't think I've seen this story.
You sure. see the story? It's an 82-year-old. She's an 82-year-old bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And somebody tried to break into her house. And she destroyed this man.
Yep.
I mean, she kicked the crap out of him.
82 years old.
Her name is Willie Murphy. She uh-huh. lives in Rochester, New York. And she was home alone. Guy starts pounding on her door, breaks in. She hides in the shadows. And as he walks by, she hits him with a table.
Yep. A table.
Picks up a table.
A table.
Not a lamp.
No,
a table.
A table.
She's
and
a professional wrestler.
Yes, like the Dudley boys, broke the table on him. Here she is.
He picked the wrong house to break into.
Oh, yeah.
I took that table and I went to working on him. The table broke and it had metal legs and I'm jugging him. And when he's down, I'm jumping on him. The police arrive on the porch. He's laying down already. Because I had really did a number on that man.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
You love
know
her.
Who, you know who she needs to be best friends with?
Vince McMahon?
No. That power old lady with the bat.
Oh, that
oh,
one.
When
yeah,
somebody
yeah.
broke into her house.
Pew!
She put out the bat
yeah,
on them.
Yeah, she sure did.
Yeah, they should be tag team her. Champions uh-huh. of the world.
Yeah, so she hit him with a table until the table broke. Then she dumped an entire bottle of shampoo in his eyeballs.
Yep.
Ooh. So he couldn't see. And then when then she hit him with a broom.
Uh huh.
And when the cops got there, she was dragging him out onto the porch.
That's
I mean,
how you do it. Go
oh
ahead.
Yeah, that is how you do it.
Number two
trending. I don't believe this story. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like this is one of those ones where they're telling us that things are going to be scarce this year. And that makes us run out and buy them because there was that lie a couple years ago. Oh, there's not going to be enough pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
There won't be enough pumpkin for everybody's pumpkin pies and you
yeah.
better run out and you better buy pumpkin now. And like an idiot, I went out and bought pumpkin. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have any plans on making pumpkin pie.
You gotta get it.
And then they always had it. We were never out of pumpkin.
Should have bought some extra turkeys, but he should have bought.
Exactly. So they're saying a Christmas tree shortage this year.
No.
Not buying it.
No, not at all.
And they say, oh, it might drive up the prices, $10, $20 a tree. See, they're just trying to drive up the prices. Mm-hmm. I'm not buying it that we're having a shortage.
And these are real trees, I'm correct.
Yes.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay.
And farmers claim in Oregon, Michigan, North Carolina has a lot of Christmas trees. I don't even drive in the mountains there. They're all over the place. They said hot weather and too much rain affected the supply. Also, this is where it starts getting flimsy for me. They say, well, it's because of the 2008 recession. So 11 years ago, they say, well, because of the recession, we didn't plant as many trees that year because we didn't, I don't know, have seeds or
no,
whatever.
I think we're all right.
Yeah, see, but I think that's how they're going to try to charge more for the tree. There's plenty of trees.
Yep.
They're all laying in a pile at the grocery store.
I've seen them all over the
exactly.
Place.
I'm not buying it.
Number one
trending. You got to watch out when you're traveling. And in particular, if you're at the airport and you see those people all the time, they like to sit at the charging stations.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to plug my phone in.
You got to be careful.
Yeah. It's called juice jacking. And it is just like when they put skimmers on a gas station and like a card reader.
Uh-huh.
It's the same. You can the hackers have put malware into the plugs. How they do it, I have no idea. But they do it. So then you plug in and it takes all the information off your phone.
Just like that.
Yeah. So
it's scary.
Yeah, you got to be careful. And they say you should just use your own charger. I just wonder that about those people. They're at the charging station. I'm like, you have your own charger?
Oh, because the charging station, there's already cables hooked up.
Correct.
Your own cable.
Yeah. Yes. So in those cables and in those plugs, that's where
gotcha.
They have, the hackers have figured out how to drive up the price of a Christmas tree and do this at the same time.
So do they ever get hacked? Do we ever find out who the hacker is, like, ever?
I don't know.
Yeah, because they usually...
Who are the hackers?
In all the TV shows that I've seen, the FBI hires hackers.
Right.
Find hackers.
So they're the hackers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then do they get hacked also? That's a good question. And then do they already know
who
the person? Are they like, Kenny, why did you do that to me, man?
It.
I'm a hacker too. Yeah. Come on. What?
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
We each grab a story. People do plenty of stupid things over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So it's a good time to go find some stuff. And we do blow your mind. Mark, you said yours about an airline.
Yep.
Is that what it is? Okay. And Antoine is about sneaking something into a football game?
Yes. Smuggling, okay. If you will.
All right. All right, smuggler, you can go second. And then Monica can airline it up. We'll start with the dude that got the DUI. He gets a DUI, blames it on blank. Says, I'm sorry, officer. It's not my fault. It was the fault of A, the global economy. B, kissing my drunk girlfriend. Mm. Or C, the keto diet.
I'm going C, keto.
You're going keto?
Uh-huh.
Blaming keto? I don't have any carbs. No.
That means you're wrong.
I'm sorry. He blamed his drunk girlfriend. Now, he did get a DUI. This excuse did not work for him because he was drunk. And there was weed in the car and an open container. So he had a lot of things going against him. And at first he said, officer, no, it's my prescriptions made me drowsy. And they said, no, idiot. And he said, oh, my girlfriend is wasted. And we had a big makeout session before I got in the car.
Oh, and that's what did it.
Right.
It was all on her tongue.
I sucked the drunk air into my body.
Gosh, she had to be really intoxicated.
Yeah. Now, is that something you would believe, Monica, would actually work? Could you get drunk off of someone else's drunk air? Because you're someone that thinks hot, thick air will come after you.
Uh-huh.
You're also, you say, there's calories in the air. Like, you can gain weight right in the air, too.
I think you can gain weight from the calories.
So can I get drunk?
Breath.
Okay.
I don't think you can get drunk. You can get a little
get
tipsy.
Buzz.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And you can get fat, according to her, because you're sucking
two calories.
In the caloric alcohol air of it. Yeah, so he got a DUI. Antoine!
All right. Chicago Bears football this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
This was caught on video. Mm-hmm. A man smuggles what into the football game?
Huh.
Is it Chicago A, Bears. Food?
Okay.
B, a child? Or C, his pet bird?
Pet bird. People are very attached to
I
their
know.
Birds. Learn that. But you would think if you have a pet bird... You wouldn't need to smuggle them in because you could get into the game and then you could put your arm out and the bird would come to you.
I'm going bird, though.
You think it's bird?
Think it's a bird.
It can't be food. I mean, it makes total sense for it to be food, but there'd be no fun there. I think you try to sneak a child in because you didn't want to buy it. You did the old,
he
you know,
pay for the ticket.
Let me wear a trench coat, kid. You can walk underneath my legs. I'm going with that one.
All right.
I'm going with the
well,
kid.
Well, you're both wrong. This is the land of no fun. It
that
was
means
food.
You're
he
wrong.
He actually snuck an entire pumpkin pie and a whipped cream canister into the game.
Good
so
God.
There's a fan sitting behind him and she's videotaping him and he pulls from the inside of his jacket an entire pumpkin pie and then he reaches his other like sleeve and pulls out the whipped cream and then puts whipped cream on it and then gets out some silverware and just eats into the pumpkin pie
that's
while just, watching
that's
the game.
Serious.
And whole pie.
And pumpkin pie.
I know.
Which I don't find to be smuggle worthy.
No.
On any level.
No, we get all that for pumpkin pie.
I know.
And it's a nice size one, too.
And how did this woman know to film him? Hey, he looks like a guy who's going to pull a pie out.
She's filming a game. It's like over his shoulder.
Ah,
and when the pie comes out, her camera just goes down into his lap.
Yeah, you can't help it.
Yeah.
You can't help with that.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm mad it wasn't a little
pumpkin pie.
Try to sneak. I know, pumpkin.
It's like waste.
Sneak in like an apple pie or something. Monica, what's yours?
So JetBlue, they're in trouble for their security question. What did they ask?
Oh, I saw this one.
Yeah. So A, who is your favorite child? B, who is your free pass? C, what is your sexiest body part?
Okay.
Y'all
I know the
it?
Answer, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go favorite child. I haven't seen this.
Okay.
You are correct.
Correct.
Yes,
who's
and it is just
child?
Kind of funny, but yeah, they asked it for a security question. Who's your favorite child?
And then people are mad
like,
about
I
that.
I can't believe you would ask that question. And JetBlue, they went on Twitter and they said, well, who is it?
Yeah, exactly.
they made light of
it. We need to know who you're going to put the mask on first.
Yeah.
So, Monica, who's your favorite?
I don't have a favorite.
Yes, you do.
I love both my babies.
Nope, you say you have a favorite all the time off
who's
the air.
Who's your favorite?
Say it on air.
Oh, it's my daughter.
Oh, look.
She's my favorite.
No hesitation.
I've said that before.
All right, so back to you, Monica.
I think dads do that, though, because Jared, he'll mess with Hendrix. He'll be like, yeah, Ava.
Monica, we're asking you a question. Ain't nobody asked nothing about your husband.
Those are both my
baby. Back to you. I answered.
They are both my sweets.
Who's your favorite?
I don't have a favorite.
You're lying.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, you're on the plane. The oxygen masks come down. You got to put one on somebody first. Which one is it?
I press their heads together and try to breathe
I think it's
in.
The boy. I think it's the boy. She smiles the most when she tells stories about him. So. I think it's the boy.
Well, he is a little trickster.
And he's you.
And so are you. Yeah, so that makes sense. And because he's shady and she's being shady with this answer, I believe.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Uh-huh. It's the boy.
No, I do believe to be. Yeah, that's exactly
he's
what it is.
He's a little turd.
Yep.
The K92 Morning Things. The Great Debate.
What's going to happen? That's all we know so far. Should she tell what's going down? She's not Shelly. She would like to remain anonymous, which is fine. Good morning, not Shelly.
Good morning.
Hi. So you have a secret, and we will debate whether or not I guess you should tell because you say it affects a friend. So fill us all in. What's going on?
Yeah, for sure. She's one of my best friends, and I actually overheard at work that she is going to be demoted at our job.
Demoted?
Yeah. I heard our supervisors were talking about it. I kind of stepped in on a meeting and happened to overhear this going down. Mm-hmm. And it got me really nervous because she's one of my best friends, and I just don't want to tell her because she's just going to be completely devastated. But I also don't want to be a bad friend. I don't know if that's
So this is someone you're obviously coworkers, but you're more than coworkers. Mm-hmm. You're friends.
We've been with the company. She's been there for 7 years, and we work together. And I just don't know if it's my job to tell her or not. And it's
definitely not your job. Definitely not. No. Right? Because it's somebody else's job.
It would really suck if it was your job.
Can you imagine having to demote one of your friends?
Yeah, that would be terrible. I guess if you.
But I mean,
if you tell her,
heads up.
That's a risk.
I don't think so.
I don't think so because
I don't think you say nothing.
Because if she snaps off, she's like, yeah, my friend hurt. If she brings you into it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
get
know.
In trouble at work.
Well, even on the flip side of it, if they haven't told her, then there's probably a chance that it could change.
Maybe.
Like maybe something happened.
You so say like, that with a smile. That's probably not going to change, but there's a chance.
No.
You never know.
When I was talking,
good job, optimist.
When I was talking, Zach smiled at me, so I smiled at him. Yeah. That's what it was.
Right.
It had nothing to do with your friend not chilling. I'm supportive.
I was smiling because I thought it was cute that you were being so optimistic. I'm like, oh, look at that. That's so nice.
There's a possibility. Like, you know what? We did the numbers or whatever, and her evaluation was better than we thought.
But or you don't know exactly what their plan is. Maybe what you heard you thought was a demotion. Maybe they're going to give her less responsibility and more money. Who knows?
Yeah, there you go.
You just misheard. Yeah, you never know.
I think you run the risk of getting in trouble if you tell.
Yeah.
Because man, everybody's so sensitive about workplace this and that and the other thing. And so then if you tell and then, she goes off and says, my friend told me.
And
they say,
well,
how did you know? That's a violation of the...
Yeah, you could get in trouble.
Demotion Act of 2012, whatever it is. And then the next thing you know, you're in trouble, and then you're demoted.
Yeah. And she could be mad at you just because you found out before. I had a friend that I worked with at one point, and they were getting a promotion. And I just happened to know before they knew.
Mm-hmm.
And they were frustrated that they weren't the first person to know
and
that
they
were getting promoted. Yeah. So imagine.
And they were mad about that.
They were making more money.
Yeah, so they're mad about a promotion. Definitely not saying anything about the demotion.
Yeah. It sucks though because you know that if this friend finds out at any point, you knew and you didn't say anything to me, you let me walk in there.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't want her to be mad at me if she finds out that I knew, right? Like I don't.
Yeah.
It's not
your place though.
Cheats on you, right? You want to tell your friends. I don't know.
But that always blows back in your face too when you try to help them out and then they hang you out to dry. I mean, Monica and I have said nothing about Antoine's situation. That's gonna
No. Hey guys, I'm Antoine.
Oh hey Antoine. So anyway, so as
yeah, see?
This is awkward.
Is awkward.
Uh-huh.
Boy, January's going to be weird for him.
Oh,
wait,
what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah. Shh. He's got...
Yeah, so not Shelly.
Monica, he's got Christmas to worry about. We can't say anything now. It'll make him really sad. Right? Oh, so Antoine, hey. I say don't say... say nothing. That would be my opinion. You know what?
I get where she feels guilty.
Yeah. I understand that, too. If you've been put in this situation, you can text in or call would be nice, because the debate is say nothing or tell your friend.
K92 Morning Things, the great debate.
You know, because you never know. We say good morning again to Not Shelly. Good morning, Not Shelly.
Good morning.
Hi. So she's dealing with the fact that she works with one of her best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And as someone texted into 52353, prime example and reason why I do not like working with friends.
Well, sometimes you just become
friends.
Yeah,
you become friends. Like, you know,
No, you can do a pretty good job of being friends with nobody. Look at me.
Oh. Well, no, because like the situation I was talking about is when I was working in Blacksburg, and the guy actually was my manager when I started there, and we became like super tight.
Uh-huh.
And then I found out he was getting promoted to even higher level position.
Wow.
And he was like frustrated that
How did you know?
Because he was management, and you were just an underling.
I'm charming. People talk.
Oh, so you
people talk to me.
Charm the pants off someone. Right there.
I did no such thing.
They were work pants.
It's different.
Yes, exactly.
Khakis.
So she heard that, overheard that her friend / coworker is possibly getting a demotion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is what you heard, and now you're wondering if you should say anything, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Right.
I just know that she is going to be really upset if I tell her, and I don't want to.
Yeah. Tyler has an interesting theory. I don't know if this would be true at all, but it is something to consider. So go ahead, Tyler. What's on your mind?
Sure. I've seen this play out two ways before. One, the person told and then was let go by HR because, you know, not supposed to tell other people's confident employee information.
Yeah. Mm.
Two, when I worked for a government agency, they would use that as a test to see if the employee that overheard the meeting would relay the information on to see whether they were worthy of a promotion or demotion themselves.
Tyler, I love your company.
You love the mind games of that company?
Yes. Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
Jack,
are you happen to be a government agency.
I know.
So
of course it
are
does.
You right?
Are you surprised that Monica loves the mind games of anything?
Oh, what?
Literally.
No. What are you talking
anything.
About?
I'm just disappointed.
I'm just like,
oh, my God. And that's tricky right there.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to believe nothing around just everywhere I go, especially if I think they do with Monica.
I
know.
No.
Yeah, it could be a test. Maybe they're trying to find... This is one, too, where maybe they think somebody in the building is sort of a tattletale or a gossiper or a spy. I don't know. I guess if you work for the CIA, they're trying to figure that stuff
out. Shelly went,
yeah. Not Shelly, do you work for the CIA?
I don't, but if I did, I guess I couldn't say.
Well, I know. No. Yeah, that's the kind of the answer that someone from the CIA
you
would
can't
say.
Answer.
I don't know what's going on.
She's testing us to see what kind of advice we give her.
But you never know. Oh, now we're being tested.
Yeah mind games.
We're not getting a promotion. That I know. So we're safe. That's an interesting theory, though. And to me, not worth it.
Don't. Yeah.
Because you don't know. Could be mind games. Could be a trick. Could be something that's in violation of confidentiality. Blah, blah, blah.
You never know.
Yeah. So
I never thought of that.
Right.
Wow.
Just okay. Play dumb. That's
like,
yep. And never tell.
Be there for her.
Be there for her.
That's what you can do.
Never tell. And because again, you never know. Maybe you're getting a promotion or a demotion too. I mean, who knows? I know. Now you start thinking. Wait a minute.
What's going on?
I don't know what's going on.
Now I'm worried.
Okay. Well, keep us posted. I think you'll be fine. Hopefully everything is fine with this friend. I'm gonna go under the hope that. It's not exactly what you thought it was, and maybe it's something that works out for everybody.
Fingers crossed.
Does it sound good? It sounded better when Antoine said it. I don't know. I'm trying to believe.
It's
He's a charmer. He knows everything. Do you know anything about me or Monica?
So, Nat Shelly, if there's anything else you need, just please keep us updated. Just call in whenever you feel the need to.
Monica's working for the CIA. Okay.
What?
I gotta be honest. You said things I don't understand about people. I don't understand Monica sometimes. You're weird. I don't know.
It's
the weird things that go through your head.
It's
random fear.
Random place.
Yeah, we all do that. We all think about random things.
That has never crossed my mind, what you just said.
I said I have a fear because, you know, before the gym, you might eat a little something. But I was like, I want a protein shake. But I was like, my fear is that if I have a protein shake and lift weights, I'll throw up milk. It's disgusting. Sorry. I know you're eating.
Has that ever happened?
It has not, but I don't want it to.
Do you know of it happening with somebody else?
No.
So where did this originate from?
crazy.
It's just in my head. We all have those like random thoughts.
No, we don't. No. You just have them.
We do not. I've never had
thinking
that
about
thought.
That. I'm like, man.
Well, stop.
I'm not going to do that.
Stop thinking.
Yeah, think about something else. Yeah.
All right.
That's
all
what
right,
it is. Things you don't understand about people. I'm going to put this out there as a topic. I think it's a good topic. It's a little out of the box, but I feel like there's stuff that we all are just, we're baffled by.
Yes.
Somebody else does or says, we observe, and you think, I don't understand these people. I am convinced that Bob Patrick, who is the disc jockey here, what is it, 2 to 7 on the afternoon? Mm-hmm. I don't think he knows how to use tape.
Why do you say that? What,
tape, like a tape dispenser?
Like scotch tape in a dispenser, okay. Because I am holding...
It's so easy.
I know, but I am holding the tape dispenser right now. I'll hold it up so you guys can see it. And I present to you Exhibit A, because every day when I come in here, this is what the tape dispenser looks like, where the tape is not on the dispenser. It's always just flopping around on the inside of the dispenser.
That's not how it's supposed to be right there.
Did he do that on purpose?
He does it every day. So I don't know how... I don't think he knows how to use tape. Because you would just...
Or
you
does
know.
He, and he just knows how it bothers everyone else.
Because when I get a piece of tape, look what happens.
It stays right there where it's supposed
right
to be.
There. And I don't get it. Why would he do that?
Because how do you make that even happen?
Where are you tearing the tape? Is he re-rolling it?
I think he's re-rolling. Because how do you do that?
Because you have to pull it long enough to reach the ridges.
Yeah. I don't understand him.
He re-rolls it.
I don't understand some people.
And why?
I'm going to watch him. I'm going to ask him for tape today.
Yeah.
So there's Exhibit A. I don't understand some people. I don't understand some things that they do.
I don't understand people on social media that they'll express their opinions, their feelings, their emotions, but they'll preface it by saying, I don't want to argue or I don't want to fight about it or whatever. But you're putting something out there
to where
it's going to be an argument and then get upset when people comment on it. You're putting it on social media.
Yeah.
If you don't want people to comment
don't
on it.
Don't put it on there.
Write a journal.
Know.
Get a diary.
Right, just think it.
They always know.
Yes, just think it like Monica, except keep it to yourself.
Yeah, I know. And she just keeps talking. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I'm with you. And the political posts in general, I don't understand. I don't understand the point.
Know.
I don't know why you do it. But yeah, I don't want to fight about it, but Trump. And then they just walk away.
And then they walk away. And then upset when they have a bunch of notifications.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't understand people.
No.
What's in your head?
Nothing.
Oh, God.
Nothing at all has happened. Actually, nothing. Is that a good thing?
You just opened the door for her to release everything in that closet.
I mean, because I tried to express my feelings, and y'all both are like, what?
You know what else I don't get?
What?
Monica.
Yeah,
what?
I know. That's
correct.
True.
Just don't get it. But what is normal?
What is normal?
I know
who
it's not.
Who defines normal?
So my son, the other day, and he thinks this all the time, and I couldn't believe it. So he had to take a shower, and he was watching TV. And we're all in the room, and he's watching some show of his, and he pauses it and leaves the room and starts going upstairs to take a shower. And it's just on pause. So
that's hilarious.
My daughter grabs the remote, and he goes, what are you doing? She said, I'm changing it. He said, it's my show. I said, I know, but you're going to take a shower. He said, yeah, but I'm not done.
You gotta wait.
Do you expect all of us to sit here with the TV on pause while you're gone?
I'm pretty sure that's what he just said.
I believe that was his, yes.
That was the assumption.
He took the remote with him. He starts walking upstairs.
He took the remote?
Yes.
Ooh,
and she says, where are you going with the remote? He says, it's my show. Like, what?
So what did you do? Just sit there?
That's a good man remote.
I could see Monica doing this. Because anytime we've talked about like things like kids will do where they like are spoiled or whatever, Monica's always like, it's my mother's house. I was born
it's my
here.
Mom's house, yeah.
So
different.
I can see you doing that.
It's my show. It's my CBS box. It's everything. So 52353, if there's something I don't understand about a particular person, a whole group of people, we'll see where we go with this. And if you'd like to direct them all to Monica, that's fine too. Because this is a woman who called out a guy for smuggling a pumpkin pie into a game who smuggled peas into a movie theater.
A bowl of peas. That was different from a pie.
It's crazier.
That's, yeah, yeah, it's totally crazier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. 52353. You know what? She's creative. It's unique is what it is. First 10K payday cash code of the morning is next. People texting in 52353. This is one for me too, is I don't understand people who won't text back. And this person points out, especially when they have an Apple Watch. So they got all the notifications. They're right there.
Like, I do know somebody that because of that, like they took the Apple Watch off. They're like, we're done because people expect me to respond too much now.
I expect you to respond anyway. I never understand. My dad's one of those people. It's a terrible texter. And I'll text him and he won't respond. And then 3 days later, I talk to him on the phone and I say, you know, did you get my text? Yeah. Okay, well, I had a question in it.
And he just forgot to respond back.
No.
To- What? Oh, he didn't.
I don't know. He just didn't.
Oh.
There is no explanation given, Monica. Huh. I don't know. Text 52353. Yeah, this is a good one on Facebook, too, where somebody posts, oh, my God, I'm so mad, or something like worst day ever. And then when somebody says, what's wrong? They say, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, that's super
annoying.
But
you put it out there. Mm-hmm. Why tease?
Yeah. Why
what's going
say
on?
Anonymous prayer request.
No. I don't know what I'm praying for.
Exactly.
You could be praying for you to win the lottery. I don't feel like my prayer should be used for that.
You could be praying for me to get fired till you get a promotion.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
No, I'm not. No, not signing up for anonymous prayers.
Man, can you imagine that trick later? Be like, yeah, you prayed for me and I got a promotion. You got fired.
Thank you.
Ha ha.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
I don't think so. All right, because they're saying that Justin Timberlake, he was holding hands with another woman while in New Orleans. Now, sources also say that he's filming a movie.
There
with
we
this
go.
Actress.
There we go.
Alicia Wainwright.
Okay.
They say that that's who he was holding hands with in a bar and that it's for a movie. There's nothing
were
there.
Were they filming this situation that was going on? Was this a scene from the movie? No, it was not. He didn't have his wedding ring on.
It doesn't specify.
And her hand was on his leg.
Yes, but we don't know that it wasn't part of the movie. We don't know for sure.
If they're not filming it, then it's not part of the movie.
Maybe they're rehearsing for the scene.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they said filming for a movie called Palmer.
I know that if I did that, that would not go over well in my relationship.
Right.
And vice versa.
A source says it's nothing to worry about.
Well, yeah, what are they going to say? Yeah, they're getting a divorce? Of course not. They have been kind of over the top lately talking about how much they love each other. Have you noticed that? The two of them in particular sort of talking about how great their relationship is, which, as we know, is usually the secret code on social media.
I'm going to believe Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
I'm going to believe JT.
I want to believe JT.
I'm going to believe that it's nothing.
But he was holding hands with another woman, and he didn't have his wedding ring on.
They said the crew was there, members of the team, crew, and people like that.
Sure,
they were
all
hanging out.
He was drinking.
And maybe they were trying to rehearse a scene.
Sure.
Exactly.
And if one member of the crew holds up their iPhone, that counts as filming. That's filming for a movie. Like, that's what it is.
Maybe.
I don't know.
We'll find out what's going on.
Oh, we will get the answer. Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, so Taylor Swift, she was at the AMAs, and she performed, and people felt like she was okay.
She did a medley of her old songs.
Artists of the Decade.
It was a big deal because she didn't have the rights to these songs and had to get them. Right, she doesn't have the rights to her own songs. But she did get permission after the fact. So she did a medley, and then she won Artist of the Decade.
We've had fun, incredible, exhilarating, extraordinary times together, and may it continue. Thank you for being the reason why I am on this stage from the very first day of my career until tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. She also won Artist of the Year, which I'm
duh.
She won Artist of the Decade.
I
mean,
she definitely better be the best of this year.
Yeah, can you imagine? Her fans would be furious. Like, but then she would have won Decade, and you think, all right, well, aren't you just happy with all of that?
Yeah.
Why do you have to have the year also? But let's see, Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello. Cash Code coming right now. The American Music Awards. You know what? I wondered about this because they said this is the one that's important to us because it is voted on by you guys.
Uh-huh.
That's what they always say.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I didn't know that. And I've never met anyone that's voted on something
like that.
Wait,
it went to your spam folder. You need to check your spam folder.
Yeah, and that's what it is. And you think, I've never met anyone who's voted for the People's Choice Awards.
I've never met a single people.
Right.
Who are the people?
Exactly. What are the people?
Yeah.
There's no people.
No, who are you?
Yeah, who are you people?
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and we're going to have so much fun today in my Liars Club. Lying is like origami. It has many folds like a swan. It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
Pick out the liar, win Post Malone tickets. Is it me? Isaac had a toilet paper emergency.
I, Monica, spent the weekend watching Christmas movies.
I, Antoine, couldn't sleep past 7 a.m. on the weekend.
All right, let's say good morning to Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi there.
All right, who do you think is the liar, Kim?
I'm going to say Antoine.
I believe it's Antoine. He's a rotten liar. Well, no!
God, I wish I was a liar.
What happened?
I don't know. A stupid body. Like, I woke up, and I'm just laying there. And, like, my body's asleep.
Yeah.
Wants to be asleep, but my mind is wide awake.
Yeah.
So I'm just laying there.
And it sucked.
You don't even get up and be productive.
No, because I don't. I want to believe that if I lay there long enough, I'll fall back asleep.
Yeah. And it didn't happen?
It didn't happen.
No, it did not happen.
Not a single time.
How long
time.
Did you lay there?
I think I got up around like 8:30. It was like 2 hours.
You couldn't take it. You're like, I just got to get up now.
What a colossal waste of time. You could have gotten up, gotten all your things
done. I could have done so much stuff, but I'm not a quitter, Zach, until 8:30. And they're like,
I will lay here. I'm not a quitter. I'm a waster, but I am not a quitter. Okay, it's not Antoine, so it's either me or Monica. Who's the liar? Let's say good morning to Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
All right, Amanda, what do you think?
Monica.
You're going to go with Monica? She didn't watch Christmas movies?
Correct.
Yep, she did not, because I don't know if you knew this. On Friday, we learned that Monica hates Christmas.
She hates Christmas.
Y'all stop it.
And what's funny is, a couple weeks ago, you knocked over a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. And then we find out that you don't watch Christmas movies. You hate Christmas.
I love Christmas.
Monica has never really watched any Christmas movies.
Nope.
We said, what's your favorite Christmas movie? She had no answer.
Home Alone.
That was 20 minutes after the fact, after you Googled.
Uh-huh. That's all it was. And I'm not. Do you really like Home Alone?
Home Alone is pretty good.
See, I don't know.
What's the kid's name? What's Macaulay Culkin's character's name?
That is true.
Kevin what?
McAllister.
Okay.
That's our boss's name. That doesn't count.
What?
Ding. No, isn't. Yes?
No.
New
York City? Home Alone is not in New York City.
Upstate.
No, it's not there either.
Georgia.
No.
Wow. Yeah. It's snowing in Georgia.
Where is he located?
Tallahassee? Where is he located?
Greensboro? Is that where he's located?
he's in Chicago.
Yes.
The second one there in New York City.
Because they're in the airport.
Yeah, that airport looks familiar.
That's right, the airport. Because Chicago has one of those.
Yeah. Oh, that airport.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So Monica's, no Christmas at all. Toilet paper emergency. And let me just say, and I say this with love, I hate my family.
What?
I hate
Don't
them.
Say that. Why?
So what kind of emergency? Because when I hear toilet paper emergency,
I
hear you're on the toilet and you need something. There's nothing near you.
Correct.
You would be correct.
Oh.
I look over and I just see that. That nothingness, that cardboard with just a little bit hanging on the end of it. And I realize, and I am home by myself because I had come home from work. No one else was there. And I think, okay, well, usually we keep additional toilet paper underneath the sink, which is right in that same spot.
Yes.
So I reach over and there is nothing as well. Nothing. And the other place that we usually keep them is in the linen closet, which is upstairs. So I do the shuffle of shame. You know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
The waddle of shame. And you know what's there?
Nope.
Nothing. There was nothing there, too.
Look at you using paper towel.
So
I don't think I want to know how this story is.
There weren't any. And I was like, is there a paper towel? I'm looking around. You know what? The only saving grace here is my children are such wasters of paper towels or toilet paper is someone had taken a gigantic piece of toilet paper and thrown it in the trash, and it looked like it hadn't been used at all.
Oh my goodness.
It was to blow their nose.
I know, but I didn't care. What am I going to do?
That was an emergency.
Monica, which one's worse?
Oh God.
All right, remember there was one time that Zach used your fork out of the trash can to eat his lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Or use toilet paper. That has to be worse.
That's worse?
Yes.
Has to be.
You don't know what it was used for.
It was used for something.
I thought
I had already hit rock bottom in my life, and now you're telling me I've gone low.
No, you are way below rock bottom.
What was I going to do? I mean,
use toilet paper?
You're sea level.
I didn't have any. Other choice.
There's no paper towel.
It was like my socks.
Not even a tissue?
Use a towel and then throw it away. Like a bath towel and turn it and throw it away. Throw it in the trash.
I got to take that out to the trash, and that seems worse than anything.
Trash toilet paper. Good God.
Gotta do what you gotta do. It was that or socks.
That was a real emergency.
That was.
Socks. It would have been socks then.
Yep.
You couldn't even call a neighbor and say, hey, throw some toilet paper through my window.
I got the window. Come in my backyard.
They hung me out to dry. Whoever used the last of that toilet paper, they need to be grounded forever. That's exactly.
Who did it?
The K92 Morning Thangs, Monday Mount Rushmore.
And that's what we're gonna do. Argue about food.
Yes.
Which might be one of the best ways to fight.
Yeah.
I think.
That's fine.
Yeah, about things that really don't mean a lot, but they mean everything.
How dare you say they don't mean a lot?
I know. Halfway through that, I'm like, no, but Thanksgiving, it does mean a lot.
Yeah, it's about the food.
Yeah.
Like it's food's holiday.
Mm-hmm.
It's Happy Food Day. Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. So Mount Rushmore, we try to narrow down to the four best of something, or sometimes the four worst of something. And we're going after Thanksgiving this week.
Yeah, we're going to go after the foods involved with Thanksgiving outside of turkey.
Okay.
Okay.
Turkey's the default. That's an easy answer. We're going to remove that.
Okay. So we've taken turkey off the mountain.
It's out of the equation.
Turkey has no place here. So are we trying to decide, I guess, the four most important side dishes? Is that what we have?
Yep. Just the four other foods. However you, however you classify them. Why are you so excited about this?
I am excited.
Oh, yes.
I am.
Oh,
yes. I just now had the image of food in my head. Okay. Yes, of food. Yes.
You know what? Here's how I think we do this one. This would be a little bit different. I think Monica gives us the four things that are supposed to be on Mount Rushmore.
Zach.
And then we have to.
And if you want to toss them out.
And then we got to try to argue them off.
I'm going to toss out the mountain.
Okay.
You want to toss the whole mountain? I don't think you want to toss this delicious mountain I'm thinking about.
I like it. I like this way.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, ladies. So you set the four. That's what we found is the easiest way to do this is to create the four and then we argue them off the mountain.
Yes. Number one has to be macaroni and cheese.
Okay. Mac and cheese.
All right.
Yes.
Two. Mashed potatoes.
Okay. Tatoes.
All right.
Ooh, you made a noise.
Okay. Three, stuffing.
Okay.
Okay, because that should have been two to me, so I was a little confused why that was three.
Okay. And the gravy, would you consider that to be like a side? I mean, it's...
If you include that, I'm taking it off. That's not four.
But the gravy is important because you do put gravy over a majority of...
I don't put gravy over anything.
Okay, so you don't care about gravy.
Care for gravy. I'm not a gravy.
He's a gravy
hater.
Why do I have to be a hater? He does. He just said it.
It's unnecessary.
I heard it.
Yeah, I did.
If the food is good on itself, you don't need gravy.
Ooh.
Just like a steak. If a steak is made the correct way, you don't need steak sauce. Am I correct, Zach?
Am I correct?
No.
I can't hear him talk for some reason.
I don't know what's going on.
That's something.
Wow, that's what I sound like?
Gravy hater.
So you're a gravy hater. You want gravy off the mountain.
I say, and I know you guys are going to jump all over me, take gravy off and put cranberry sauce on there.
What? That's just there because he had to put it there.
All right, that's my gravy sauce? Zach hasn't said anything. He's thinking it.
Man. Come on. Who is that? I get so excited for that cranberry sauce.
There we go.
I've never heard it in my life.
There we go, Zach.
Never.
You know you're insulting my heritage right now. I would just like to point out that I grew up.
Who have you heard say, I can't wait for that
Zach's
cranberry
family.
Sauce?
Me, no. My family. Mm. I grew up in Middleboro, Massachusetts. This is true. The cranberry capital of the world.
Okay.
It is. I mean, it's a sign. It's on a sign. And you just pooped on my sign.
Come on. Gravy off, cranberry sauce.
Nobody puts cranberry sauce in there. You just get that can of cranberry slop and you
it's
just go
so
poop
delicious.
Out the can.
Slop.
The can it's just there. I never really put it on a plate. It's just there for looks. It's just there for you know, decor.
See a gravy.
If I could do it with a straight face, I'd fight to get
Nobody
mac and cheese
that.
Off this list, but I can't. Just to be hurtful. You know, looking at these opinions, it's amazing how different people feel about food and how wrong some of them are.
The K92 Morning Thangs, Monday Mount Rushmore.
We're trying to solve the Thanksgiving Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Top four Thanksgiving foods, and we've eliminated turkey and ham aren't allowed. They're the main dish,
okay.
So we cut them out. So it's really kind of the sides or the complements.
Yes.
And
the accessories, if you will.
Mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, stuffing, and gravy were the four that were brought to the table by Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Antoine is a gravy hater. He's made that clear.
I am not a gravy hater.
Gravy, he said.
Gravy is a plus one. You don't have to invite it. If it shows up, cool. If it's not there, the food should be better. Shouldn't need it anyway.
You could say, but the food should be better. You put butter on bread, but.
All right then. Okay, I didn't. Is butter on the Mount Rushmore? It's not.
No.
Somebody try to put gravy on there.
Gravy's awesome.
Yeah.
Text 52353. It is, and it's wild how different people have on their opinions.
So different.
And they say, it's a no-brainer. This is easy. Mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, and gravy. They're counting it as one.
Yes.
Which I'm sorry, you're just not allowed to do that.
No.
You have to cheat. You have to pick your favorite child.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. And then they say roasted veggies and cranberry sauce, and you just scoffed at that person.
I sure did. Roasted veggies.
Roasted
Save that
veggies.
For the next day.
What are we, rabbits?
Save that for Friday. After you've had all your deliciousness, he's like,
Friday?
I'll take...
That's a Tuesday.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I mean, leftover Tuesday.
Now, awesome. The roasted veggies are very important to the Thanksgiving dinner because they trick you into thinking you have some sort of vegetable to offer. So, you
roasted
know.
Roasted veggies, healthy. I've never.
I would never.
No.
She never. No,
never.
You won't eat vegetables. You eat vegetables like every other day.
I do.
Wow.
If it's there, I may throw it on a plate if it's there.
On Thanksgiving?
I've never seen it. But if I saw it, I would probably throw it on a plate just because.
Yeah, Thanksgiving dinner, never experienced roasted veggies.
I've never
thought of putting a roll on the list on the front.
Yes. Oh, but those are so good,
that's
though.
That's important.
It is important.
You gotta have a good roll.
All right, take gravy off, put a roll on there. Anything to get gravy off this Mount Rushmore,
and
guys.
You feel bad because with stuffing, and then you put stuffing with a roll, you'd be like, carbs on carbs, mashed potatoes.
I never think about that.
That is,
you can't think about that on Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving, yeah. Yes.
And then there's people that say mac and cheese shouldn't be on there.
What? Those people shouldn't be allowed to text.
Mac and cheese is gone?
Josh says you have mac and cheese all year long. It's not a Thanksgiving dish. It just happens to be there. Stuffing and cranberry, almost Thanksgiving foods only. Says you never touch them any other time. Well, why don't we eat more stuffing, by the way?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And Josh, how does it feel to be wrong to start your week? Because that's incorrect.
No, mac and cheese has to be on there. The person that came in after Josh with coleslaw. What are you doing?
Monica's very awesomely hateful of everybody else's
I'm sorry,
items.
What are you doing?
Okay.
So no to coleslaw. I mean, so that's a no on coleslaw then?
I always wondered that at KFC when someone orders a coleslaw. I think that, what, you didn't realize there were other options? Like, what happened
what are you
here?
Doing?
I like coleslaw, right. But not that much.
No.
No.
This person said everybody needs to be hating on cranberry sauce. Nasty is what they put.
Whoa.
But then they say green bean casserole, so I don't think you can trust their opinion on anything.
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
No green beans. No. Not with that little French onion commercial and all that stuff.
Listen,
yeah, take your little crumbled onions and put it on. No.
I'm still laughing at coleslaw. I'm sorry.
I'm just enjoying the roast master general over here who's just going to roast Thanksgiving. Just every single thing about it. So I guess it comes down to, where are we, gravy or cranberry sauce?
And it comes down to your vote, Zach.
Yeah.
It does come down to my vote.
And just think about how disrespectful Monica was to you and where you're from.
True.
What?
Just like that. Make sure that plays a role.
Because I'm from the cranberry capital of the world. So really, Monica said, she called me dumber than coleslaw.
Oh, no.
She did.
No, he was really hating on gravy, though. He said,
no, I did not say
gravy?
No.
Who needs
gravy? I appealed to the foodie and Zach saying, but if the food's good enough, do you need to add that?
If I had no gravy at Thanksgiving, that would be sad.
It would be very sad.
Yeah, but you were mean to me. I picked cranberry.
Yes,
there it is.
Gravy, get out of here.
You get your coleslaw, and you take your roasted veggies, and you can sit at the kids' table. Mount Rushmore, settled, and probably not settled at all. So you can text it into 52353 if you would fight some more about that. Feel free.
I'm so laughing at the coleslaw.
I know. That was ridiculous.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.